Today I wish to ask some questions about the news that is produced by traditional media. The first question is, to what extent is media responsible to inform us? The second question is, what is our responsibility as consumers in this relationship with media? And third, what can we do as consumers and as producers, as I will argue later? First, the media is responsible in many ways to inform us of what is happening in our locality or in the world. So I think that on that level it tends to offer us an imbalanced picture of what is happening. For example, a question that comes to mind is, why is Libya reported more than Syria, when in Syria there are serious breaches of human rights? I'm not saying that Libya shouldn't be reported, but I'm just saying that news about Libya has particular interest because Libya is a country, as we all know, which has a very rich oil reserve, and oil means money, and I've said. And the second idea is that, as consumers, do we encourage the media to produce material that is tragic, sensational, more than it should? And I think the case of Robert Murdoch illustrates how, now that we've discovered that Murdoch went to great lengths to have information, juicy information about people for his now closed News of the World. But I suspect that we don't admit that part of this, his growing industry, was due to people buying his magazines, his publications. So there is an element of consumer responsibility there as well. And how can we help? Today we have seen already from the Arab Spring how citizens are using social media, particularly in this case YouTube, to report on what is happening on the ground, a thing that would have been impossible a decade ago. So we can, in a way, change the world and change the way news is reported. And, well, I was prompted to produce this book because I discovered that since 2003 there is an active peace movement in Israel which seeks to unite Israelis and Palestinians. However, I am concerned that this story, and there were peaceful protests in 2003 and even till this day, how this news item, very important, very significant, hasn't been reported at all. I can't remember hearing about it. And the media here is very responsible because we draw our attention only to violent demonstrations, and we tend to ignore or avoid reporting non-violent demonstrations. But I think that fuels, that gives more power to people who wish to resort to violence to make their point. But I think that is something that we must think about. And if you're a media person, I think you should think about it as well. And if you're not, you can contribute as well, as I said. And that's the thought for today.